And joining us now, it's a pleasure to welcome Dr. Robert Lustig. Dr. Lustig is a professor of pediatrics in the Division of Endocrinology and a member of the Institute for Health Policy Studies at the University of California, San Francisco, also chief science officer of Eat Real, a nonprofit dedicated to reversing childhood obesity and type 2 diabetes. He's written several books, perhaps you've heard of it, the Fat Chance book or the Fat Chance cookbook. Well, he has a new book, The Hacking of the American Mind. Dr. Lustig, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Sinclair. I appreciate it.
The Hacking of the American Mind. If we look at just the title, first off, we get the impression that there is some type of code behind the American mind, not the binary code, and that somehow or another some group of people has managed to break that code and hack in with malintent.
Well, indeed, all of the things you said are true. It's just not with computer code. So what we learned from the hacking debacle of 2016 is that there are three processes involved in hacking. The first one is phishing, that is putting out a false message that ultimately has to be accepted into someone else's computer. Then comes the taking over of that system, and then comes the third part, which is the malfeasance part, the crashing of a hard drive or the stealing of information, etc. But it starts with a false message. We are being delivered false messages from industry on a minute-to-minute basis in our society today. The bottom line is corporate America has figured out how to hack the limbic part of your brain, the emotional part of your brain, the part that generates the dopamine signal, the part that generates the reward or pleasure signal. They've also figured out how to stress you in such a way as to put to sleep the part of your brain that keeps you from doing stupid things called the prefrontal cortex. And that is the check on that reward system. And so what we are seeing now in our opioid crisis, in our healthcare crisis, in terms of the things that we do to ourselves that are extraordinarily bad for us, are all generated by that dopamine signal that was generated by corporations to get you to buy their stuff. And we won't be able to turn it around until we recognize that we even have a problem.
Give me an example of how they go about phishing and try to tap into our emotions.
Absolutely. I'll give you a couple. How about Coca-Cola's Open Happiness campaign? Okay, any happiness in that bottle? Lots of sugar, lots of caffeine, all dopamine drivers. It was the longest-running ad campaign of the corporation in their entire 135-year history. That wasn't by accident. It was working. Let's try Raisin Bran, Kellogg's Raisin Bran's new ad campaign. The road to your happy place is paved with raisins and flakes and pavement.
Now, not quite what I had in mind for happiness, but
indeed. Let's try happy hour. You know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. You know where it's 5 o'clock? It's 5 o'clock at 10 o'clock on NBC every morning when it's the Today Show happy hour, and we now have an increase of alcohol abuse amongst older women by 83.7% in the last decade. Because of this, we also have a stress debacle. Let me give you an example. Will you be ready? The tagline of Cialis. Mm. Think about that. This is pervasive. It goes on. And the bottom line is these industries have figured out how to separate your cognitive brain from your lizard brain.
All right, now let's take that the next step, because I'm sure we've all seen the advertisements, the different ways that corporate America tries to play on our emotions, and they're very good at it.
Yes,
so
they are.
How then do they take over the actual mind once they've done the fishing expedition?
Well, the problem is, and let me explain, I have to go a little bit further. I believe, and the book, sort of outlines why, that what has happened is that we have conflated and confused two definitions of two positive emotions, pleasure and happiness. Now, what are the differences between those two? There are seven. Most people come up with pleasure is short-lived, happiness is long-lived. That is one. But there are six more. Pleasure is visceral, you feel it in the body. Happiness is ethereal, you feel it above the neck. Pleasure is taking, happiness is giving. Pleasure is achieved alone, happiness is usually achieved in social groups. Pleasure can be achieved with substances. Happiness cannot be achieved with substances. The extremes of pleasure, whether it be substances or behaviors, so substances like cocaine, heroin, nicotine, alcohol, sugar, or behaviors such as video games, social media, shopping, gambling, porn, all in their extreme lead to addiction. But there's no such thing as being addicted to too much happiness. And number seven, most importantly, pleasure is dopamine and happiness is serotonin. Two different biochemicals, two different areas of the brain. So the question is, like, why do we care? So what? They both feel good. Well, it matters. The reason it matters is because dopamine, the pleasure neurotransmitter, is excitatory. Now, neurons like to be excited. That's why they have receptors for those neurotransmitters in the first place. But they like to be tickled, not bludgeoned. Chronic overstimulation of any neuron leads to neuronal cell death. And, we know that from patients who have seizure disorders and what happens to their neurons when they are overstimulated. So these neurons have a fail-safe. They have a plan B. They have a self-defense mechanism. What they do is they downregulate the number of receptors in order to not be stimulated so much. So in human terms, you get a hit, you get a rush, receptors go down. Next time you need a bigger hit to get the same rush, receptors go down, a bigger hit, until finally a huge hit to get nothing. That's called tolerance. And then when the neurons start to die, that's called addiction. Serotonin, however, is an inhibitory neurotransmitter. It doesn't excite the next neuron. It actually puts it to sleep. So you can't overdose on too much happiness because the receptors don't go down. But there's one thing that makes the receptors go down: dopamine and stress.
So that's the crash. That's the third part here.
So addiction and depression are actually two sides of the same coin. And the driver of both of those are our current built environment and the messages that are being delivered by industry that act on our limbic system very similarly to the way hackers hack code in your computer.
And I think we're starting to see more and more of the crash taking place among more and more people. We've seen addiction go up. The opioid crisis is just one example. But it also has affected more and more people to where addiction, alcoholism, and suicide are now leading causes of death and are actually resulting in a lower mortality.
That's right. So we actually have a reduction in lifespan in this country for the first time in decades. And Angus Deaton, Nobel Prize winner, analyzed the data and showed it's happening amongst middle-aged whites, and it's due to suicides and poisonings. And those suicides and poisonings are all related to the opioid crisis.
So this really is a severe crisis that we are facing now. Why is it being done? Why are the hackers doing this? Is it just the profit motive?
Absolutely. It's only about the money. The bottom line is every single company that has a hedonic substance or behavior to sell has figured out how to sell it. Now, they have not colluded with each other. I'm not suggesting this is a conspiracy. They've all just figured out for themselves what works in terms of sales. That's their job, to sell. Their job is to make money, and we are the targets. And they have done a very good job. They have made a lot of money, and we have gotten sicker and sicker.
And it's not just opioids and alcohol. You mentioned sugar, and you've written extensively and spoken extensively about sugar as essentially a poison.
Sugar is toxic in that it fries your liver and causes this phenomenon called metabolic syndrome, unrelated to your weight, because thin people get metabolic syndrome too. They get type 2 diabetes, they get hypertension, lipid problems, heart disease, cancer, dementia. Now, they don't get it as frequently as obese people, agreed, but they get it too. And if they get it too, how can it be about behavior? Turns out the sugar exposure alone does it. Number two, it is abused. And we now have the data that demonstrates that the sweet molecule in sugar called fructose actually activates that reward center in your brain the same way as does cocaine and heroin, and does the same thing in terms of downregulation of the receptors and causes the same level of dependence. So we now have a toxic, abused substance that is destroying our society, starting with healthcare, moving through Social Security, and actually is now really an existential crisis amongst children.
Now, how do we unhack our brains?
Well, you can't solve a problem if you don't know what the problem is. And the point of this book is to demonstrate what the problem is. The second point of the book is to explain why this problem has happened, because, again, you can't solve a problem unless you understand what the forces are. And then the third part of the book explains how one ups your serotonin, how you down or tamp down your dopamine so that you can have both pleasure and happiness. And it turns out the four things that will do that are all free, and they're all things your mother told you. But they're all active. None of them are passive. You have to perform them. And they are what I call the four C's: connect, contribute, cope, and cook. Connect does not mean Facebook. Contribute does not mean to your IRA. Cope does not mean with an app. And cook does not mean a microwave lasagna.
Very good. Tell you what, put down the pie, put down the cakes, pick up the book. It's entitled The Hacking of the American Mind, and it really does open your eyes.
Reading is happiness.
Reading is happiness. I agree
Watching
with you on that.
Watching is pleasure. Think of it that way.
Good
Reading
point.
Is happiness. Watching is pleasure.
So read the book, The Hacking of the American Mind, The Science Behind the Corporate Takeover of Our Bodies and Brains, by Dr. Robert Lustig, The Hacking of the American Mind. This has been very informative, very insightful, and thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much for having me, Sinclair. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.